大家平安，新年快乐。我们中国人在这里这个元旦好像没有那么大的过年气氛啊。
For the Chinese, this New Year may not be a big one.
我发现其实其他国的人也没有那么样像我们中国新年这样子庆祝啊。
A lot of people they do not celebrate that just like the Chinese people.
但是一年的开始其实带给人应该有很大的提醒与欢喜吧。
But at the beginning of the year, it should be a reminder, a pretty big one for everyone.
我不知道你们现在心里在这个跨年的时候心里想什么哈。
I don't know what you were thinking when we crossed to the new year.
当我们走进2026年哈，大概每个人可能有不一样的心情。
And as we entered into 2026, everyone may have different feelings.
年纪越大的人可能越恐慌说，哇，又一年，那么快就过了。
For those who are older, they may be a bit fearful because one year has just passed again.
其实不只是年纪长辈的人哈，但很多人都觉得2025年就这样悄悄地溜走了。
Not just for the old people, but for some people, they may just feel that 2025 quietly slipped away just like that.
那有人对于这个未来可能满怀的盼望哈。
Some people might be full of hope.
那有人可能觉得，哎呀，我真是好累，疲惫不堪的。
Some people might feel exhausted.
但有些人对于未来，尤其当今的时代哈，不管是政治啊、经济。都觉得不确定哈。
Some may feel uncertain about the future.
那你心里感觉什么
？How do you feel?
还是你想都没想
？Have you ever thought about this?
在去年年底的时候，我们教会每日读经嘛，我们读到传道书，其实是在年底非常非常的合适哈。
Last year, at the end of the year, according to our Bible reading plan, we read the book of Ecclesiastes. And it's very timely because for our church, because it was towards the end of the year.
因为传道书非常诚实地揭露了人生的真相。
Because Ecclesiastes honestly reveals the truth about our lives.
他说到人生是不可预测的。
It says, life is unpredictable.
他就说人生是脆弱短暂的。
It also says, life is fragile and temporary.
人生充满着变化。
And it's full of changes.
他就更强调日光之下的人生常常使人感到虚空。
And it emphasizes that life under the sun often leaves people feel empty and meaningless.
但传道书不是要我们这个对人生有灰色的思想，甚至绝望，而是要我们抬头仰望那位永恒的神，甚至至终呢，其实是指向那位真正使生命有意义的主耶稣基督。
But the book of Ecclesiastes is not meant to lead us to a pessimistic view.Or despair. Rather, it encourages us to look up to the eternal God and ultimately point us to the Lord Jesus Christ, who truly gives meaning to our lives.
如果看到今天的周报说，哎呀，牧师啊，你这今年主题还没改啊，还是去年的。
You may see in our new bulletin that we still have the same theme as last year's.
是的，教会的主题仍然是跟随耶稣，宣扬门徒。
So, indeed, this year our theme is still following Jesus and making disciples.
但我们今年的2026年的焦点是希望什么呀？成为像基督的人。
But our focus for this year is becoming more like Jesus.
在传道书中，正是神为我们预备了一面诚实的镜子，让我们看清离了基督生命是空虚的，住在基督里生命才会被更新。
The book of Ecclesiastes is a good mirror that God had prepared for us. It allows us to see clearly that life is meaningless without Christ, and only in Christ can our lives be renewed.
所以我们今天的题目就是从虚空到更新，在主与主连接，就是住在耶稣里哈，住在基督里，我们成为像他的人。
So today's topic is from emptiness to renewal, abiding in Christ, becoming like Him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们面对新的一年，回顾过去的脚步时，也许最重要的不是问我今年要做什么，而是我。或者是说我要改变什么？其实先要问的是，我们真正的问题是在哪里
？So brothers and sisters, as we face the new year and reflect on the past, perhaps the most important questions are not what changes should I make this year or what should I do this year, but rather what are my real problems?
传道书帮助我们啊，诚实的看见一件事。
The book of Ecclesiastes helped us to look at one thing clearly.
若生命的中心，如果神不是我们的中心，再多的努力仍然会留下虚空的。
Which is, if God is not at the center of our lives, no amount of effort will fill our emptiness.
所以我们要思想的第一个真理就是，没有基督的生命是虚空的。
So the first truth that we should think about is that life without Christ feels empty.
在传道书第一章第二节说，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher.Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
这传道者他不是在发牢骚哈，他看着这个东西，哎呀，真是，也不是否定人生的价值哦。
So、the teacher here, he's not complaining, and he's not denying the value of life.
他是诚实地描述一个没有神为中心的人生结论。
He is describing precisely.A life without God as at its center.
所以当你看传道书的时候，你看到他怎么样？他尝试的这世人能够带来这种满足的事啊，他都去追求，像智慧啦，像享乐啦，像工作成就、财富，他都是追求，甚至得着。但他发现什么？没有一样能够让他真正的满足他的心。
The author, he tried everything, just like everybody else, that can bring him satisfaction, including wisdom, pleasure, work, wealth. And he achieved all that. But he found that none of them could truly satisfy him.
为什么？
And why is that?
我们可能没有得到那些，我们还以为那些能够满足啊。那他得到的，他说那些都不能满足的。
When we haven't achieved those things, maybe we still think that those are the things that can satisfy us. But this is a person who achieved everything on the list. And he told us that none of them can satisfy him.
在传道书三章十一节说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好。又将永生安置在世人心里。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, it says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart.
这不是这个抽象的神学哈，而是我们每天都在经历生命的现实。
This is not abstract theology, but a life reality that we experience every day.
因为神把这个永恒放在你我的心里，所以我们不会觉得今就我们会觉得不够，我们会觉得今生其实是不够的，因为你我神都把永恒放在我们心里了。
Because God has set eternity in our hearts, that's why we feel that this life is not enough.
再多的成功是不够的。
Not enough success.
再多的拥有也不够的。
Not enough possessions.
要再多好的关系也不够。
Not enough good relationships.
再稳定的生活也不够。
Not even a stable life is enough.
这不是我们太贪心了，而是因为我们心里有是什么？是为永恒而造的。
This is not because we are too greedy. This is because our hearts are made for eternity.
当我准备这个这篇信息的时候，让我回想到1979年啊。我跟师母结婚后，我们成立了一个养老道团契，就是年轻的人成立的团契啊。
And when I was preparing for this message, it reminds me of in shortly after my marriage to 师母 in 1979, we founded a young adult fellowship.
我们积极的很想传福音。
And we passionately.We're trying to spread the gospel.
那时候有首歌啊，现在好多年都没唱了，歌名叫《想》哈 ，Sing 呀。
Back then there was a song, and we haven't sing it for a long time. The name of the song is Think.
那里面说了什么？你我的心中都有一个空啊。
And the lyric says, In your heart and mine, there is an emptiness.
没有人能填满，没有人能够除掉。
No one can fill it.No one can remove it.
只有造天地的神能解释宇宙万象。
Only the God who created heaven and the earth can explain the mysteries of the universe.
只有造人类的神能够填满人心的渴望。
Only the God who created humankind can fill the longing in the human heart.
我没有把整个歌跟你说哈，那时候我们就常常跟传福音就唱这首诗歌跟慕道友。
And we sang this one many times to the non-believers, to the seekers.
唤起人心里面那个没有这个世界能填满的一个空洞，那个对于神的渴慕渴望。
And we were trying to help people to find.Their longings for a God who can fill the void.
在北美的华人社区中，我们常看到一个现象。
In North America, in the Chinese communities, we often see one of this phenomena.
就是第一代的人呢，我们拼命做工嘛，我们追求稳定的生活。然后第二代呢，就追求这个学历了，要他们念好学校啦，成就啦，然后甚至他们。开始希望有所影响力。
And the first generation works tirelessly and strives for stability. And the second generation pursues higher education, achievement, and even influences.
从外表来看，这都很好啊。心里，但是，也许许多人会问一个问题，就是说，这就是我们的 life 吗？这就是全部吗
？On the surface, everything seems to be fine.But people often ask themselves a question: Is this all there is?
其实就是在最近啊，有些，那么五六十岁的人，孩子都上大学或者毕业了，他说：“牧师啊，我现在比较空，我追求的是，好像觉得，人生就这样子吗？我下面应该干什么
？”And especially for those who are in their 50s or 60s.Their kids, after the kids went to college, they became less busy. So they come to me and ask me, is this going to be the rest of my life?
那这些人从世人眼中蛮成功的，他们在美国里得到了好的学位，有还不错的家庭，孩子也都挺争气的。但他忽然觉得，我一生在这里就这样子吗？
In many people's views, these people are very successful. They have...A good family, they have a good career, they have good kids who went off to get their educations. They seem to have gotten everything, but they inside their heart they feel the emptiness.
不少我们这一代和比我还年轻的人，他们在美国真的也不担心养老的问题了。不少的人这个养老金啊什么东西，哪怕这个经济再困难，基本生活是不会缺的了。
Many people lack of almost nothing. They have basic needs. They also even have their retirement prepared for them.
但心里还是蛮空洞的。
But they feel this emptiness in their heart.
就如同传道书的声音了，没有基督，人生像永远装不满的杯子。
This is precisely like the message of the book of Ecclesiastes.Without Christ, life is like a cup that can never be filled.
但如果你感到空虚啊，不要急着责怪自己，其实是神在提醒你我，提醒我，就神说话是吧？提醒我们什么？你不是为这个世界而活啊，你是为爱你的神，那全能永恒的神，为他而被造。
When you feel empty inside, don't be quick to blame yourself.It might be God reminding you of this. You were not created to live for this world. You were created for the Almighty and Eternal God who loves you.
当传道书揭露人生的空虚时，它不是要我们停留在这种失落感里面，而是要我们带到更深的来信靠神。
When the book of Ecclesiastes reveals the emptiness of life,It is not meant to lead us in despair, but rather it meant to lead us to a deeper trust in God.
当我们承认我们无法填满自己的生命的时候，我们下面应该问什么？我们是问那神在做什么？
So when we acknowledge that I cannot fill my own life, the natural question that follows is, what then is God doing?
我们今天读经读到这个传道书的三章啊，第一节我们甚至读到十四节哈。
Today we in the scripture reading we read chapter 3 verse 1-14.
那在这第一节说，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
In the first verse of chapter 3 it says there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
那么他就用了许许多的例子来告诉我们，人生要有许许多多不同的阶段，如同有不同的季节。然而，神借着这些不同的季节呢，来塑造我们。
And then he gives many examples, to represent different stages of our lives, and God, utilizes these different seasons to shape us.
所以。神其实是借着我们人生所经历的种种不同的阶段，不同的季节，是来塑造你我。
So God is utilizing all our experiences to shape and build us.
回顾2025年，你这一年是什么样的阶段呢？
So if you look back at 2025, what kind of year or stage were you in?
是被修剪的一年吗？
Was that a year of pruning?
是在等候的一年吗？
Was that a year of waiting?
是在面对挑战而成长的一年吗？
Was that a year of growth through challenges?
是一个蒙恩蒙福的一年吗？
Was that a year of blessing?
还是一个糊里糊涂很混乱的一年啊？
Or a year of chaos and confusion?
传道书三章一节特别强调说凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says, There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens.
这经文提醒我们有三件事哈。
It reminds us of three things.
我们不能掌控这个季节啊。
Number one, we cannot control the seasons.
我们也不能掌控这个时机。
Number two, we cannot control the timing.
我们更不能掌控那个结果。
Number three, we cannot control the outcome.
是神在掌权。
God is in control.
神掌控这一切。
God has control of everything.
但传道书提醒我们，没有任何一段日子，没有任何一个季节是浪费的，是白白经过的。
But the book of Ecclesiastes reminds us, not one season is wasted.
在北美呢，我们的生活节奏是非常快的。
In North America, our pace of life is very fast.
我们好像一直在怎么样？一直在追赶人生的季节啊，不同的阶段。
It seems to us that we were constantly chasing the seasons of life.
看现在有小孩，你就看他天天都在追赶孩子的活动啊。
Chasing after our children's activities.
和我们在工作，我们追赶进度，我们追赶成就哈。
Chasing after work, achievements or deadlines.
和在经济上，我们追赶那个交房贷哈，我们要为退休做计划。
Chasing after mortgage payments and retirement plans.
但是，传道书提醒我们，我们不是这个季节的掌控者，是神才是哈。
But the scripture reminds us that we're not in control of the seasons. God is.
其实我们每一个阶段每一个季节都是神给我们预备的教室哈，正在塑造我们成为一个更像基督的人。
Every season is a classroom of God shaping us into the likeness of Christ.
如果当我们明白其实神在掌管季节，我们要问一个更深的问题吧。
Once we understand that God is in control of the seasons,We shall ask a deeper question.
那就是在这每个季节里面，我们应该如何来回应神呢？
How should I respond to God during these seasons?
我们要怎么样的过才不会白白的就是走过了哈，白白的经历这样的阶段？
How should I live so that I don't waste these opportunities or experiences?
神给我们答案不是要我们做的更多，而是要住在主里，与主连结。
And the answer from God is lies not in doing more, but in connecting with the Lord.
所以呢，耶稣亲自的告诉我们在约翰福音十五章的地方告诉我们哈，我们要与主连结，我们要住在主里哈。
And therefore, Jesus told us, in John chapter 15, verse 4.He said, remain in me, as I also remain in you.
所以我们看第四节第五节哈，约翰福音十五章的第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
In John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5, it says, Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I am in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以我们今天要提到的第三个真理就是成为像基督的人啊，是从住在基督里开始。
Therefore, the third truth for today is that becoming like Christ begins with dwelling in him.
要更像主耶稣基督啊，不是我们自己行为修正。
Becoming like Christ is not about behavioral change.
也不是自我来提升哈，这个self improvement， 自己提升自己哈。
Nor is it about self improvement.
也不是在这个好像外表的属灵宗教上我们多属灵的表现。
And it is also not about religious appearance.
而是来与主连结的生命，我们住在主里与主连结。
It is about a life connected to Christ, dwelling in him.
所以在约翰福音十五章第五节说， 耶稣特别说到，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Therefore Jesus emphasizes he emphasized in John chapter 15 verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I'm in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我想现在我们大概每个人都有手机哈。
Nowadays everyone has a cell phone.
手机再高的科技，但是它如果不充电哈，那就没有用了。
No matter how advanced your cell phone is, if it's not being charged, it could run out of power and become useless.
这一个基督徒，哪怕你因着种种原因，你的再好再好，你不与基督连结哈，你也活不出你美好的新生命的。
The same is true for Christians. No matter how good you are as a Christian, if you're not connected with God, you cannot live out the beauty in your lives.
也就是说，不管在人前，我们可以很忙，我也很有能力，我甚至人说我很有恩赐啊。但如果不住在基督里面，我们的心会慢慢枯干的。我们会慢慢的，其实是不能够真正活出我们生命的美好。
We can be diligent, we can be capable and gifted, but if we don't connect with Christ.If we don't dwell in him, our hearts will become slowly withered, and we won't be able to live out the beauty in us.
So, 我一直鼓励大家，我们每日读经啊，教会有读经计划，我们每天都要来到神面前，我们要读经祷告。
That's why I encourage everyone that we should read the Bible and pray to God every day.
这不是一个完成任务，把事情做好，这是重新将我们的生命啊，重新与那个能力的源头，那个美善的神的生命连接。
This is not about completing a task. This is about reconnecting our lives to their sources, a source of goodness.
我想我们大概常常都会提醒你，尽可能的不要忘记给手机充电哈。
I think you are always reminded not to forget to charge your phone.
你有没有想到，你我属灵的生命其实要常常被提醒，我们绝对不要忘记给我们的生命充电了。
And we should also be reminded, and we should also remember that our spiritual life should also be charged constantly.
就如同再好的手机，它没有电，它就不能够活出哈它种种的好的功用来。你我的生命没有连接主。再好的生命没有办法彰显在我们的生活之中。
Just like a good cell phone, if it's not connected, if it's not charged, it cannot function. And for us Christians, if we're not connected with Jesus, we cannot live out all the good things inside of us.
一个真正住在基督里的人，他生命一定会改变的。
If someone is truly dwelling in Christ, his life will be transformed.
当教会有许许多多被神更新与主连接啊的人，那我们的教会一定就会怎么样，就会被神更新，这教会也一定会被神塑造而建立起来。
And when a church has many lives renewed by Christ, this church will surely be shaped and built up.
所以我们不但说我们，当我们每个人都今年我们要更像基督的时候，我们教会又会成为更像基督的教会，我们必然会生养门徒哈。
So a church will become like Christ, a church that is made up of people who have become like Christ. It will become a church to make disciples.
在传道书的末了十二章十三节说，这些事都已听见了。总意就是什么呀？敬畏神，谨守他的诫命。
At the end of the book of Ecclesiastes, at chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind."
那耶稣在升天前最后说的是什么话？
And do you remember, at his, right before his ascension, what did Jesus say?
说什么？在马太福音二十八章啊十九节这样说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
He said, and recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
所以其实属灵上的这个逻辑是很清楚的，在传道书里那边叫我们敬畏神。那我们当敬畏神，我们就会来遵行神的旨意，我们来跟随耶稣哈，我们跟随耶稣。
So here, the spiritual logic is clear. When we revere God, we will definitely be following Christ.
我们来跟随耶稣，我们就更效法他，我们就更像耶稣了。
And when we are following Christ, we will become more like Him.
当我们更像耶稣，有耶稣的爱耶稣 的美好生命彰显的时候，我们一定会带人来信主了。
And when we are becoming more like him, we will be able to lead others to follow him.
这就是我们门徒的生命啊。
This is the life of a disciple.
所以我们教会的这个信哈，教会就是跟随耶稣生养门徒啊，或者是说我们成为更像耶稣人，这不是一个遥远的意象。
So for our church, the theme of following Jesus and making disciples, this is not a distant vision.
这其实是神对你我的一个邀请。
This is an invitation from God to each one of us.
在这新的一年，神向你我邀请我们哈。
This year, at the beginning of this new year, God invites all of us.
邀请我们什么呀？邀请我们住在耶稣基督里。
He is inviting us to dwell in Christ.
邀请我们来被基督的更新我们的生命。
Invite us to be renewed.
生命感觉虚空吗？邀请我们，基督要来充满你，充满我。
Do you feel empty in your heart? Christ will fill it.
你在不同的季节，你不管你在任何你人生的阶段，神邀请你来，他来做我们的引导。
No matter what seasons you're in your life, Christ will guide them.
我们都有软弱，牧师绝不例外。我们有软弱，但是神邀请我们，耶稣做我们的刚强。
We all have our own weaknesses.But Christ will strengthen us.
你我都有那不是那么光荣的过去啊，甚至不好的过去。
We all have our past.
但你知道，神总是赦免我们，他救拔我们，他宽赦我们。我们如果任何不好，我们来认罪悔改，我们就重新的，神再次的给我们新的未来，新的一天。
God will forgive us and He will redeem it.
你对未来怎么想的？
What do we think about the future?
不确定，恐慌吗？
Do we feel uncertain? Do we feel fearful?
或者是你有很大的理想，你希望来成就？
Or maybe you have a great idea, that you want to achieve.
你说来住在我里面，让我来带领你。
Jesus is inviting you to dwell in Him so that He can lead you.
我们先安静一下，我就希望大家安静一下，希望你接受主耶稣的邀请哈，在你心里面做一些简单的祷告。
Let's be quiet for a moment, accept His invitation, and pray for yourself.
我是希望你在心里面诚实的祷告说：“主啊，感谢你爱我。”感谢你与我同在。
I hope that in your prayer, you can say with your whole heart that, Lord, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for being with me.
让我住在你里面，我知道我的生命在你的手中。
Let me dwell in you because I know my life is in your hands.
让我们安静一下。
Let's be quiet for a moment.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
当我们进入2026年，我们承认离了你，生命是空虚的。感谢你把永恒安置在我们心里，提醒我们生命不只属于今生，而有你永恒的心意。
As we enter year 2026, we acknowledge that without you, life is meaningless. We thank you for setting eternity in our hearts, reminding us that life is not only for this present time, but it has your eternal purpose.
圣灵啊，求你教导并帮助我们住在基督里，在父神所定的季节中学习信靠、喜乐、行善，珍惜你所赐的每一天。
And Holy Spirit, we ask you to teach and help us to abide in Christ, to learn, to trust, rejoice, and do good in the seasons appointed by God our Father, and to cherish each day you have given us.
主耶稣，我们承认不是靠我们自己，乃是靠你在我们里面动工，使我们能活出新的生命。
And Lord Jesus, we confess that it is not by our own strength, but by your work within us, that we are able to live a new life.
求你每天吸引我们来更亲近你，更多的依靠你，让我们的生命真正见证不是我，乃是基督在里面活。
We prayThat you would draw us closer to you each day and help us to rely on you more fully, so that our lives may truly bear witness, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
阿爸父，求你塑造我们的心，我们的品格与生命，使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you would shape our hearts, characters, and lives, so that we may become more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
愿我们成为一个跟随耶稣，成为像耶稣，并带领他人跟随耶稣的教会。
May we become a church that follows Jesus, becomes like Jesus, and leads others to follow Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。也是我们起立唱。
我的生不是我，乃是基督在里面。 people bring me home. And day by day, I know He will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hope, my hope is only Jesus. Oh, the glory evermore to Him. When the rain is coming, still my lips shall repeat, and I'll by through Christ in me. To this I hope, my hope is only Jesus.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord may His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Please be seated. 感谢赞美主，我们默祷下跪。